As death goes on and on, so does this piece, as well as a lot of pieces that we did together. That we they were improvs that we just went on and on with, and we didn't have much equipment. And you'll hear some kitchen drawers in there filled with silverware and telephones banging and whatever we could find.
The sound of a telephone hitting the deck,
as it often does in our life.
Do you use? Are you still using a lot of external sources in your music?
I got away from it. I got equipment happy, which is something that it gets in your blood. Carlin told me about it when I first bought my synthesizer. I said, I'm totally happy. I could never want anything more. I don't need anything. But I got equipment happy and wanting to process everything and get new sound sources, all electronic and whatnot. But over the summer, I got into some acoustic instruments, like percussion things, cymbals and stuff that was lying around where I was staying. And my latest thing is the violin, which I did play when I was a young kid. I played the violin, and not by ear, but just by sight. And I went to my parents' house and picked it out of the closet, and now I play that. Of course, I do process that a bit, but I am listening to more acoustic things. In fact, what I'm going to do, not right now, but after the next thing I play, I think, is a tape collage that I made of a lot of acoustic sounds that anyone who lives in New York City should be very familiar with, unless they live in high rises and ride in cabs and limos and don't get down there. But I'm getting away from, I'm still very electronic. I think I will be for a while, but I am more interested in natural sounds now.
What about tape loops? Have you done any work with the infamous Frippertronics?
I really haven't. I'm a cassette person from way back, and it's hard to do tape loops with cassettes. I do have a reel-to-reel, but I haven't, for some reason, it's never worked right or something, and I haven't done it. I kind of, what I consider to be tape loops, I make sequences and stuff on my with my equipment that repeats itself.
Giving the same effect.
Giving the same effect, except for what you can do with tape is totally different. I haven't really explored it, but with actually splicing and manipulating sounds and changing the speed of the tape, you can come up with some very interesting sounds that aren't electronic at all, which is what they, you know, did back there in the 40s and 50s before the synthesizers were, you know, a reality.
As far as the music you're doing now, I mean, obviously with the exception of live performances, which are done in real time, have you, your work on the tape, for example, is primarily overdubs?
Starting from an improv, usually, and getting a sound or something, a feeling that I like or whatever. And then I have a four-track cassette player, which I just begin sort of jamming with myself on top of. They're not, they're constantly changing and being added to as I go along. But that's how they work.
Which do you like better? I mean, working in real time or working with overdubs?
It's real tough. I've gone through phases. Before I had a four-track, I always, you know, was always in real time, and I enjoyed it. But then I always wanted to hear more things going on. And now I've surrounded myself with a four-track, and I haven't been doing much live playing without multi-tracking. It's hard for me to say. I really like them both.
Okay. What are we doing here?
Okay, we're going to hear one more collaboration before I go into a couple of, well, prepared things for the show that I did. One is the tape collage. And here it is. On side A.
Okay.
This is a collaboration I did about 2 weeks ago, way out in Vermont, in the middle of nowhere, with an old friend of mine.
And just to remind you, you're listening to The Open Door, and this is WFMU East Orange, New Jersey.